A custody battle's raging in the entertainment world, but it's not over who, it's over what. Mark Shearer examines who owns the rights to some classic recordings.
I knew that loving you was never right.
This recording with a Gene Autry label and hundreds of other unreleased recordings by past Columbia Records artists were bought in a Tennessee warehouse auction by Doug and Brenda Cole. They called parent company Sony Records to see what they should do.
It was concerning the tapes. And everything. I just wondered what y'all wanted to do about it.
But before the Coles and Sony could reach an agreement, Clark Enslin, New Jersey-based president of Bullet Records, purchased the warehouse tapes from the Coles for an undisclosed figure that Sony claims was $5,500. What are the recordings worth?
Worldwide, these tapes are worth between $150 and $200 million marketed.
Within the locker bought at the auction, Enslin's lawyer claims there are outtakes, safeties, and unreleased material from such artists as
Bob Dylan, Simon and Garfunkel, Frank Sinatra, Hank Williams Jr., Hank Williams Sr., Dolly Parton, and so on.
Here's just a sample of a Dylan outtake.
One more night, the stars are safe, but you need
What has ensued since the warehouse recordings were discovered is a legal battle in a New Jersey and Tennessee court between Enslin and Sony over who owns the rights to the tapes. After a New Jersey court ruled in Enslin's favor, rejecting requests by Sony for him to return the tapes, a Tennessee court has since ruled
the tapes, which are the subject of this litigation, were taken from the plaintiff, that is, us, Sony Music Entertainment, without its authorization or permission. The plaintiff's, Sony's, ownership rights are superior to those of Clark Enslin.
Enslin's camp charges that Columbia Records never wanted the tapes.
We have a memoranda from somebody in Columbia, which is the predecessor to Sony, saying, we're not interested. Thanks, but no thanks.
Entertainment lawyer Leonard Marks says that even if Enslin owns the physical tapes, he does not possess the rights that would allow Enslin to license and market them.
My prediction is that Sony will prevail in the case and that Enslin will be barred from selling any records based on these master recordings.
The next round in the Clark Enslin Sony battle will take place in court in coming weeks. Mark Shearer, CNN Entertainment News, New York.